So holding this in the Shinta Zion. Sevov Yoshev Echra La Pesach Umiloi. So the person, there was the animal in the house. He wanted to keep the animal. He sits down in the doorway to use its body to block the access to the door so the animal can't get out. So he fills it up. Umiloi. So Yoshev Yochel Hashem Yelesha Bitzidoi. So somebody else can sit beyond him because the second person is not doing anything at all because the door is fully filled. Feeling the omar rishon v'halach loy sheni pata umuter barishon chayiv. So let's say the second person sat down closer inside the house. So if the first person would not be there, he would actually block the access to the door. But the door's way, the access is totally blocked already because the first person sat there, the second person not doing anything at all. Now the first person leaves. He's not mechuyav to get up. He's allowed to stay there. Okay? He's not mechuyav to get up. The second person not mechuyav to get up and leave after the first person left because he didn't do anything when he sat. The second person did not do anything when he sat down.
So without Mechaber telling us, we understand that sitting down is mutter.
Which case?
The
first step.
The only issue is whether the first person gets up after this. If the first person never gets up, what the first second person does is mutter, right? That's obvious, presumably.
Well,
the second person does what?
Sits down.
It's an interesting question. Let's say I realize the first person is going to leave, and I know that the door is going to be open, and I sit down there with intent to block the door for when he leaves. Still mutter. So that's not so obvious.
Right.
So that's the chiddush over here. Even that case is mutter.
Okay. So why do you have to tell us pater and mutter?
That's a fair question because the Mishnah says lashon pater, and the Gemara says this is one of the three exceptions where the word pater actually means mutter. So I don't know why the Mishnah wrote it in that language, and I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch feels the need to copy the language of the Gemara. But it's one of the unique cases in Shas. So. The Mor says all pitter and Shabbos means pater also, except for these three, and this is one of them. So,
forgive me, I apologize for being late. What's pater aval mutter?
In general, the word pater and Shabbos. In general, the word pater means pater aval also.
Yeah, I know.
Right. The Mor says that there are three exceptions where it's pater mutter. And even though the Mishnah uses lashon of pater, it means that not only is it pater, but it's even mutter. One of them is this example over here, where a person A sits down and does the act of tzedek by blocking the doorway with his body. And then number two wants to sit down next to him, which right now is not doing anything, even though eventually A is going to leave and B is going to be blocking the door. But when B sits down, nothing happens at all, so B is allowed to do that.
But you're saying even A is allowed to?
No, A is chayv skila. I'm saying B is allowed to.
Oh.
A, we're going to stone him. Okay? But B is mutter. Okay. Even though the person sitting there, the second person is sitting there, because he wants to keep the tzvi there. It's mutter, because right now he's not doing anything. There's no mice at seder at all. It's already been captured. Even though the first person then leaves, now let's say the only way that the first person can get out is the second person stands up and lets him get out. Unless he sat. Towards the outside, and the person wants to leave. So when A gets up, he says, "Oh, you want to get out?" B gets up also. Then A passes by. Now the animal is not nitzu. When B sits down again, that's a problem. For example, if B is sitting further outside, A got up and left by moving inside, further in, so B can stay where he is without A. A's movement doesn't affect B at all. Or the case could be the similar case, just the different example would be that if A, the A sat further, sat down further outside. B sat down further inside, still within the door passageway. So the door passageway is fully blocked by A. B is sitting down closer to the Tzvi. He's not doing anything. Now A picks up and walks away to the outside, and B is sitting there. That's all mutter. He's allowed to stay there, even lets his come on. He's not doing a new maisa, he's just maintaining the state of being trapped, which already was done. If, however, number two would need to get up to allow one out, as soon as two stands up and one leaves, right now the animal's not nitzed at all. And then when he sits down, he's capturing him again. Number two needs to stand up to let number one pass. At that moment, nobody's blocking the tzvi. Good.
Forgive me for
asking. So it's pretty straightforward. You can ask me, what's the chiddush? It's pretty straightforward, yeah.
We're talking about a tzvi, right? A deer. A fully grown deer. I mean, if a person sits down, deers, as I understand it, are quite capable jumpers. Why would even a fully grown man sitting down, I would think the deer would have no trouble jumping over the man to get by.
It was a very low ceiling. Okay. I can't answer those type of questions. We're told a case where he's blocking it with his body. So you say, well, he can't block it with his body. So I say that he could. We can't have an argument about that. He can't. You say, it can't work. So then it can't work. So apparently there must be a couple of cases where the configuration was different than the way you pictured it, and it would work. Like, what am I supposed to tell you?
Do you hear my question, at least?
I understand your question, but the next step, leave me out of the picture. How would you answer the question if someone would ask you that question?
I would say, logically speaking, I'm
again, but this is the case. I'm not saying what the Gemara is wrong. The Gemara is right. This is the case of the Gemara. We're not arguing the case. So how would you answer the question? You're saying this year, somebody says, Rabbi Prigal, it can't be. So what would you say? Well, probably it's the case of the shape was such that it worked. That's what you'd say, right? So answer it yourself. Don't ask me the question. That's just, I'm going to hear the same answer. That's all I'm saying. Those are the questions I can't answer. Because you're saying, well, it can't be. So what am I supposed to tell you that it could be? Obviously it is, so we'll figure out a case that it is. Also, little is a beisoy, can lishmer clay beisoy. So now I have a situation, the tzvi is inside the house, I want to keep the tzvi. And I want to shut the door, because I have other reasons why I want to shut the door. I want to, the gadam shouldn't get into my house. Right? So now I'm shutting the door with two kavanas, one for the tzeda and one to keep the animal. One for my kalim.
For your what? Kalim?
For my kalim. Clay beso. Kalim. Okay. I'll be shamey skab on the tzedas, even if he has no kavanah for tzedas, that's sweet. The high segregation, but it's definitely doing the malacha of tzedas. But also, in the Torah, kosh getim iskab on mishal shneim. And definitely, if you had kavanah for both, that's going to be problematic. Okay? End of that thought. New case. Now, take a look at the Sharat Siyan and Lama Gimel. It's a very important Sharat Siyan. Okay? What's the question? The question over here is, we're dealing with a situation with which that he wants to say that in a case where you're mechaber for both things, that's called seder. Now, even when I want to be doing seder, I'd be shutting my door for my kalim. So, only thing I'm changing over here is kavanah. I'm not changing any action at all. So, maybe if I argue, let's go back to the first case. The first case, my kavanah is not for seder. So it's a psik ratio. Let's say you argue like the sheet is all psik ratio is not chayav by Shabbos because it's not malachim by Shabbos, right? So the mice itself really is mutter. I'm allowed to shut this door to take care of my clay basin. Now I have a kavanah also for the tzvi. Does that change anything? Or do we say, since I'm allowed to shut the door with kavanah for my clay basin, so maybe the fact that I'm also mechaber something else shouldn't change the mice into a mice of seder? It remains a mice of non-seder, and it's mutter. So he's saying no, he's chayiv. That the kavanah, the second kavanah, makes it chayiv. Okay, so he wants to know, how do I know that? So Ayin Mashik Safti B'Sifri Avas Chesed Perik Zayin B'Nasiva Chesed Ois Gimel. Shvarti Shom in Hashas, the Psochim Chavheim Abeis, Besugi Dali Epshakom Achavim, the Zebavadai Osim in Atara, Pesan and Gomorrah Psochim, which the more discusses the sugya of loy efsher become a chavin. Okay. Okay. So like this. You know what? See, I don't remember. Okay. The main sugya is the more psachim like this. So the more over here discusses according to Shimon, who holds the shem is chavin is mutter. So 99% of the cases, that's Rav Shimon is generating kula, right? That kavana makes a mutter, but it means Rav Shimon defines kavana as being a primary element of a maisa to the point that there's no kavana, you're mutter. Even though Rav Yehuda at first glance might make a lot of sense, right? Rav Yehuda comes along and says, "Listen, you're doing A could cause B." So I don't care what your kavanah is, but if B happens, that's an avera, so don't take a chance. That's Rabbi Huda's shita. So Rabbi Huda's looking at the maisa. The maisa is a potential maisa of avera. Suffolk the rice of the chumrah, the rice of the chumrah, don't do it. Shimon says, yeah, I don't care. You know, it's going to happen, maybe, but that's not your intent. Oh, so now it's mutter. So he's being mechadosh, a tremendous din, that the kavanah is determinative in a maisa. What about the other way around? I have a maisa which theoretically is mutter, because and now I add a kavana for a bad reason. So the example he's talking about is the following. Okay, the lach is if I lend a person money and I want to come when the loan is due, and I want to come and collect, and the person says I don't have any money. So the person says no problem. I'm going to take one of your items as payment, but you know it's like a pawn type of thing. I'm going to hold on to it, and you can redeem it. But right now I'm taking it as payment. That's called an avoid. That's taking an avoid. So the law is that the malva can't do that. He cannot go into the loiva's house to take that. The Torah says the loiva can bring it out to him, but he cannot go inside. Bezin could. The malva alone can't. Even the loiva is he's not doing against the will of the loiva. He cannot take it. The loiva has to give it to him. Okay. What about the that's only by a halva. Let's say a case of not a havoah, but the case of a pikadon, right? So I want to come and get the pikadon. No problem. Now, what about the following scenario? There's something which is called palga milba palga pikadon. Where is that? An iska is a palga milba palga pikadon. So Reuben and Shimon do like this. Reuben has money, and Shimon doesn't have any money. Reuben wants to be an investor. So Shimon says, I'm interested in doing some work. Reuben says, I'm interested in laying out some money. Let's make a partnership. You're going to do the work, I'll lay out the money. Here's what I want to do, Reuben says. I'm going to put in $100,000, and we'll make the shutas half and half. $50,000 is mine. And you're working my money. It's like a pikadon. It's a working pikadon. You invest it. You do things with it, etc. But it's mine. Which means if something happens to it, I take the loss. As long as you weren't negligent, I take the loss. $50,000 is a loan to you. Which means I don't care what happens. You owe me $50,000. So now, this way, you can take home some of the profits, which you'll get for your work. I'm guaranteed I'm not going to lose all my money. And I'm investing something. Investments take risks, so I'm taking a risk and part of the money. So it's probably more so the standard arrangement of an iska, which is an investment, is palga milva, palga bikadon. But it's bikadon which the money is spent. It's not your normal bikadon. So you put a bikadon, you put it in the house, and it stays there. Okay, now the time is up. You know, an investment is for 2 years. I want my bikadon back. Okay, so I don't have the money right now. So I want an avoid. I'm allowed to take an avoid. Because it wasn't, for the pikadon part, I'm allowed to take this mashkin. It's not a mashkin of a guarantee at the beginning of the loan. It's not a collateral. This is a payment mashkin. At the time the money is due, I'm taking it as payment. I'm not going to use it. You can redeem it. It's an item which is going to, I'll use it. I'm not going to spend it. I'll take this item. I might use it. I'll take your car. Your car is a very fancy, expensive car, truck. It's worth $50,000. I'm taking the truck. I will use the truck. You know, I'll pay for the wear and tear. I can use it, but it's yours still, which means you can get it back at any point in time when you give it the money. That's what an avot is. For a pikkudon, you can take an avot. Let's say the only avot that you have available, which is worth the value, is worth more than the value. It's worth $100,000. Also mutter. Let's say, you know what? For the pikkudon part, I'm allowed to take. I'm allowed to take this thing which is worth $100,000. I want to have kamana for the halva part also. So what's the halacha? That's the Chofetz Chaim's case that he's dealing with in the Siva Chesed. You follow the case? I can't take it. The Torah comes along. So I'm taking. I make a loan. I'm not discussing collateral. We use the word mashkin, but a void is not really a mashkin because the word mashkin, when we use it, means a collateral at the time of the loan. This is the time of the payment is due. I come to you and says, I don't have the money. He says, no problem. Give me an item of yours, which I will then meanwhile use. I will subtract from the loan even the value of my usage, because otherwise it's ribbis. But meanwhile, I have your item. This way I have in my hands something of yours guaranteed for the loan. I will not spend it. I will not sell it. It's yours. You can redeem it. But that's called an avoid. So the Torah says, I cannot take it from you. You must give it to me. I cannot go into the house and take it. Why? Mershom said so. But that halacha is only true by case of a loan. Over here, it was half loan, half pikkudon. But it's not a regular bikkudon, which the money is not bikkudon. You know, I give you something to watch. You store it away. You give it back to me. It's not relevant in avoit in that situation. But this is a bikkudon which you spent because we're investing it. So now the investor comes and says, "Okay, I want back my half bikkudon, and I want you to pay back the loan." Okay, says, "I don't have any money." He says, "No problem. You have an item which is worth the full value of both together." See, even if I only gave you a bikkudon, you can make an iska pekula bikkudon if you want, right? And then I can take an avot for a pikkudon. And I can take an avot which is worth more than the pikkudon for the pikkudon. So I'm allowed to take this thing. And now I have kavanah for the loan also. Does it make it also? So all the mice I'm doing is hamsan mutter. But now my current Shimon holds Dabar Shem Miskavan is mutter. So the kavanah is determinative. So over here, kavanah should work against you and make it also. According to Behuda, you ought to take the thing. Hey, it's mutter. According to Behuda, it's going to be mutter. And the cardinal shipment is going to be awesome.
Why would the guy do this? I mean, forgive me. If you're saying he's come to collect, the money isn't there. He's got something that the guy says, you know what? I could use this. I'll take it. The payment in full. You say, okay, I'm also going to be a nice guy and say, if you want it back in the future, you can buy it from me by paying what you owe me. But in the meantime, it's mine. Why did simply stop by there and say, okay, it's mine now. I'm going to be a nice
it's
guy and sell it back
yours.
To you if I
find it. No, it's not yours. It's not
but
yours.
You're taking
it's, a
payment.
It's a mashkin. It's a mashkin of payment. That's what's the kiddush.
Okay, but payment means that you pay me. You give me something that you owe me. So you're not paying me cash. You pay me this. This is not mine.
I can't sell it. I'm not allowed to sell it. It's just saying it's a mashkin. It's not a payment. It's a mashkin of payment.
I'm not saying sell it to somebody to some third party. I'm saying let's say the item in question happens to be a car. All right. So I'm going to drive the car. It's my car now. Until such time as you come and buy it back for me by paying me the money you owe me, it's my car. I can use it however I want for as long as I want until you...
No, I can't. No, I can't. I can't take it as long as I want. That's a saying. It still belongs to the loiva. It doesn't belong to the malva. It's a mashkin. So the more I ask the question, it's a mashkin, so what do you gain out of this thing? What do you gain with this?
All you gain is a bunch of Yisurim that you've put on yourself.
As opposed to
if you just say, I'm taking the car, I'm going to drive the car, it's my car now.
Okay. Well, first of all, I can't take the car. I can't force you to give me a car. I don't have a sheep on your
car. I can force you, if the loan is due, I can force you to pay me.
Right. How many money?
So I'm taking that. You have,
you can't take anything of mine. You don't have power to take anything of mine.
I can't go to business and say, hey, look, the guy owes me the money. I'll take the car instead.
The shibudim are on karka. I have a right to be and so Bezin puts it up for hachrosa. They wait 120 days. It's a whole process. Right? Okay. But metaltolin, there's no din of forcing the person to give me metaltolin.
Okay, but let's say the guy says, okay,
we're not discussing character.
What?
We're not discussing character. Character is a little more complicated.
Okay, but I'm saying, so suppose the guy who's
okay,
says, okay, fine.
Okay, let me finish. So more asks the question, what do you gain with this thing? The more said you gain, once it's a mashkin, so the halacha is, shmita is not mashamit. Because I'm very worried, because shmita is in 3 weeks, the end of shmita. And if this loan is still outstanding, and shmita three comes in 3 weeks, ice loan. One thing you gain. Second thing you gain is that halacha, when the malva, if the malva dies and the yarshim yarsha the item, they get to keep it. The malva has to give it back. The yarshim get to keep it. So more, there's hard enough kaminas between. And it's not my point. I don't want to get stuck on that. So that's the Chabas Chaim Shaila. Chabas Chaim Shaila is, do we say that I have a Maisa, which Betzim is Mutter, because I can take in a vote for a Pikodin, and I can take in a vote for even more than the value of the Pikodin for the Pikodin. And I want to have Kavana for the Havah part also. So does my Kavana make it also? So he says, this really is a discussion over here. There's a Rashba over here, where the case of Tzeda, the Rashba brings Yerushalmi, that you're allowed to shut your door to keep your house safe, and also have kavana for tzeder. That's what the Rashba says. Which, right?
Okay.
Because the mice is a mice, which is that's a mutter.
But we're assuming Psigresh is usher here, aren't we? We're assuming not like the Rash.
So that's what the Rashba says. So now, Zakta Chobos Chaim, I have a right, can I get the Rashba from the Gemara Psochim? Because the Mor Psachim is actually not talking about the case of Anavoit. The Mor Psachim is talking about a different issue, but the Mor says, according to Shimon, holds Dabar Shimon Miskaven, is normally Mutter, even though I have a Maisa, which is Loy Efsher, which means I have a Dinamon Oinus. And therefore, I'm Mutter on the Maisa, but once I have Kavana, so the Mor's case over there is I'm walking down the street, and there's an Avodah Zorah there, and the Avodah Zorah is putting out this beautiful smell. So it's also the smell of Avodah Zorah, of a Reich of Avodah Zorah. But I got to go down the street. So, and you smells come to you automatically. So the Mor says, that's Loy Efsher. That's not a problem. So now I said, you know what? I'm allowed on the street because there's no other option. I'm an oinus. I might as well, enjoy the smell. So Yehuda says, no problem. Because the mice have asked him as mutter. The smell comes to you automatically. So you might as well enjoy it. If Shimon says, Tavar Shenim is common, it's Osir. Because if the Dabar Shenim is Kavan normally makes it mutter, over here, Kavana, I'm saying, Loy Efsher, become a Kavan, even though it's Loy Efsher, and that makes it mutter, become a Kavan makes it us. So the Chabad Chaim says, you see from that Gemara, that I have a Maisa which bats him intrinsically, I'm giving you a heteron, once you're a Kavan, it becomes us. So he uses that, and maybe he built it, and I'm giving over the discussion, which is like yay long, about the, about this much size. Okay, so he brings a right as a kasha on the Rashba. I mean, he brings this, he's not the only one who says it. And then he says like this. The Rashba quotes Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that since I can shut the door for the purpose of maintaining the safety or the warmth of my house, I'm allowed to be mechaben for the tzvi also. So Chabad Chaim says, how does the Shimon the Gemara? I'm sachem adav chafei. Zakta birla, zakta sharetzin. V'ulai. The Gamla Rashba, and it was a rock, because Iker Kavanos, and Bishriel Shmir's Beisar. Maybe there's a din of Iker and Tafel. There is, even though the Rashba says, I'm allowed to have Kavanah for the Tzeda also, but maybe he only said, that's true, I'm allowed to have Kavanah for the Tzeda also, if my primary motivation is I want to keep my house safe. So you know what? I don't mind Taka also getting the benefit. That was Elsie Shapra Lishna, the Rishal Mishuba, Bur Rashba Varan. Okay, so that's even the Rashi Kumayim. They're not makel even in that scenario. He brings a raya. I'm saying earlier, Rabbi, because the Rebbe Kiveger, Shehevi Raya, may hold a Siv Gimel, Gabi Zuvim, the Avshein died to Rakhla Kasas Akli. I mean, you might have that case. The Psi, we say Psi Kresh is a problem when you close the box. What's the problem? My you get one of those colds in the box. So even when I'm coming for the Zuvim, also Shmi Mutter, according to the Rashi. It's a Kabbalah Kherma, Psi Kresh is Mutter. Right? So you see, Zakir Kiveger, you see from the case of Siv Gimel, which was Zev asked me, that we were Hapasi not like the Rashi. Okay, that being said, some poskim want to use this Rashba. Let's say I can get a case where everybody agrees that you cannot redefine it. It's clearly to be defined as an action of heter. The fact that there's another mice of Isser taking place could be even the we'll all agree is mutter. That's the mahal that the poskim use to deal with this issue of light sensors. There's this concept over here which I have a mice which bats on the mice is 100% mutter what I'm doing. And it's defined as a mice of heter. And having another kavana would make it a mice of Isser. But it's not, you're not changing the mice at all. It's not the case of where I'm doing the charitz, and a second I'm doing the schlepping the chair, and a second mice will take place. It's the same mice with I'm walking and turning on a light. So, you're turning on a light through walking. No, I'm walking. I'm walking. I never get to place A to place B. You say, well, yeah, let's define your mice of walking is also mice of turning on lights. Excuse me, I'm walking. I'm not turning on lights. That's what the person. The person used this concept of this Rashba. So
is this also called honest, like walking past the Reich of the Avodah Zara?
No,
I'm just taking a walk down the block. Yeah, lights are going on. I mean,
it's not honest.
But I'm walking past the base of Avodah Zara. It's also, why is that honest? I'm walking. I'm taking.
No, the more it says, I must get from place A to place B, and I have another option. So that's the only way I can go. The more says, you have another route that you can take. You have to take the other route. Mm-hmm. So the guy says, okay, there's a camera by the back of the war work, and there's no camera at the front of the war work. Am I allowed to go through the back? Go around to the front. Well, it's cold outside. Okay, I don't care. It's a big schlep. I don't care. It's pouring rain. I don't care. There's another option. The Chafetz Chaim, he brings one other Gemara just on this topic. For example, the Gemara talks about a case, if I have an Aveda, so part of the problem that they had is, you know, if you take an item of clothing and you keep it, or a rug, whatever, you keep it rolled up, it starts developing humidity, it starts developing mildew, etc. So you need to get it, air it out. I found this gorgeous rug, and I made achras, and I'm waiting for the owner to come back. Meanwhile, my boss is coming to visit. I say, you know, great, let's roll out this rug when the boss comes to visit. I have to roll it out once a month anyway, the Morris says. I'll have kavana also to show off to my boss. So Morris says, it's us, sir. Says, because you have the right to take the Aveda and use it for your purposes. No, I'm not. I'm using it to air it out. Well, yeah, but you're being mechavim for a second purpose, which is not a permitted purpose. So the Mora says, if I'm shoteyet it, let sarcha, for the sarcha of the item, and also for my sarcha, it's also to do that. So again, you see this yisoy that you can't have, even though you have a mice which bets him as mutter. And if you have no kibana, you wouldn't think about it, it'd be mutter. The fact that you're getting this other benefit is not a problem. But once you think about it, it becomes also. So he brings a few other riyas to that concept. Let's just finish off the sif. So this little sharatzin over here sends you to this gigantic footnote in the Siva Chesed. And the other place he talks about it actually is in Machne Yisrael. The Chabad Chaim wrote Machne Yisrael for Jewish soldiers. So finding ways to maybe find more cool to go, I find him. There he's actually somewhere on the Rashba. But he says, well, I have a right to the Rashba. So he starts dealing with the other way around. Can we answer the Rashba, limit the Rashba? But he uses the idea of the Rashba to at least find some sadkula for my Jewish soldier over here that has to work, do things in the Goyish army on Shabbos. Yiddish army is a little bit easier because, I mean, hopefully you're protecting Yidden, so you have more heter. But even then, you figure, Yoshua Echel HaPesav Lemilu, Yoshua Sheni Milu, Sheni Chayv, Shayodu Nasat Seder. So Reuven sat down, like Moshe's case, and Reuven is not very tall, he's not very fat, he doesn't really block the doorway. Shimon is 7'3", and he's 350 pounds, he sits down, and he blocks the rest of the doorway. So we say, well, they did it together. No, the first mice is not called the mice of Seder at all. It's not a half a Seder. It's a non-Seder. The second mice is the full mice of Seder. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're sitting over there and a bird comes under. You wear this big flowing robe and the bird comes under the robe. You say, great, let's just sit at Rosh Hashanah under the robe. I got a bird. Right? So after Kavar Nitzan Ro'emedhu, Mikomokam Oslo Likach Biyodai Mishum Mukso Balikam. You can't pick it up. But you could sit there, Eliyoshev Hashem added to that, you could sit there with your cloak covering it till the end of after Shabbos. Amiyesh Labayis, Harlech Menichesha. I never figured out what that case is. When you're picking it up, it said Smuksa, Tiltim Netzad, the Tzorot Avarosha, I never kept the case. Okay. What the Tzorot is a bias with Neyatzvi or the Freikos and Mitzudosoy, Bavat Shalay Yatal Tzalenu. Over here, I want to do the opposite. I want to let the Tzvi out. I want to let the Tzvi in. I can't shut the door, but I want to open the door that the Tzvi should go in. you know what? Maybe he'll stay. Maybe he won't. But you know, a better chance of having him after Shabbos when he's inside than he's outside. Is that he's going on that case? No, he said Lifrigozim to us. I want to relieve him. I'm letting him out. I'm letting him out. So I want to relieve him from. He got trapped, and I want to let him go. They shouldn't be. So I'm allowed to release him from the trap, as long as you don't do tiltum muksa. Okay. Fine. Let's hold it here. Oh, you know, I got only 5 minutes. What time is it?
You don't have time.
We have. Okay, so.
What time is the call for? 20.
Okay, so now. Okay. Siv Zion and Siv Chez and Siv Yud. Somebody brought up the issue, you know, where are the cases where there's mutter because of the potential, you're afraid you're going to get stung, you know, you're allowed to capture it, you're allowed to kill it, what are you allowed to do? Well, you don't really have kimono for tate, or if, I really want to kill it, I really want to capture it, I just want it, I should be safe, etc. So we're going to differentiate between different types of scenarios, something which is obviously life-threatening, something which is we create a charli, etc. We're going to differentiate between the different possibilities. So we're not going to see the full picture until we see all three sifim. So at least let's start. Hatzad nechashim akrabim b'shabbos, b'shar mazikim, ramoshim hamazikim. A person will capture a nachash, meaning a poisonous snake, or a akrab, or other types of ramoshim which are able to be mazik. Im l'refua, if the purpose of capturing them is to use the venom to make this antidote, so I want the item. That's mamash seder. So then it's chai. That's the case is chai. If it's life threatening, you have to have the saber versus life. But bad simit seder. However, im bishvil shlo yishkenu mutter. And this Gemara said this is one of the other exceptions. Even though chartz malacha shen tzichel gufa, it should be pater avolaser. But because of the potential tsar that's involved over here, chazal ramater legamri. So I'm doing seder to protect myself. I don't need the item. I have no interest in the item. So I'm not doing it to have the item. I'm doing it to have the item there and not bother me. So that's a case of malacha shen tzichel gufa. I'm doing seder, and not for the normal purpose of seder to have the item, which would be the normal purpose of seder. The not normal purpose is just that should stay away from me. And that's normally that should be malacha shen tzichel gufa. It should be potter v'loser. Here said chazal said what? Mishmur chavav kaiv the mikri davar shemino nitzu. The fact that they would take it for refuah purposes and use the venom etc. makes it that these things actually people would trap to use. However, v'im bishvil, if the purpose over here is just to protect himself, that they shouldn't bite him, it's mut. Chavzayin. Hanar afilu v'mokam shem regilam al-chashim l'hamis. Even if they're not life-threatening, it's just a question of they'll be very painful. So not talking about sekanas nefashos. And v'im rotsan acharov, I have no indication that I'm not in danger of anything happening. I'm not in imminent danger because I don't see that the animal is coming to try to attack me. It's very possible it won't attack me. But you can't go and actively if the animal is going after you, this thing is going after you, so you can kill it. We'll see later on what the rules of when you can kill it. But that's not the case. So you can't kill it. But you're allowed to capture it to protect yourself, not to use it. You could cover them with a kli. You could tie it. Why is it mutter? So I'm doing the malacha of tzeda. So malacha tzricha legufa means I'm doing the malacha of tzeda. Tosha says the definition of malacha hatzricha legufa is that you're doing the malacha, whatever you're doing, the malacha for the purpose which it was normally done in the Mishkan. So in the Mishkan, when they did say to the Mishkan, they didn't capture Nechosh to protect themselves. They captured the Takash, they captured the Chaloz, and they captured things to use. So tzricha legufa means capture something to use it. I'm not doing that. I'm capturing it to protect myself, that it shouldn't bother me. That's called Ein Tzricha L'Gufa. Ein Tzricha L'Otzer Elo Shal Yishkenu. I have no need of a tzad intrinsically. I just want to be safe. If I had Ruach HaKodesh and I said this nachash is not going to bother me, I wouldn't touch it. The Karmel nachash is in a tzad l'gubah is potter v'lasa b'rabonon. How come Shema Zeka feel this is rabonon leka? So over here, because of the potential pain, the damage that this nachash or akrav might cause, even though it's not life-threatening, Chazal lifted the iser of nachash in a tzad l'gubah.
What if it's not for you, but what if it's for, let's say, a child that's there with you, or another family member?
Same thing. The same heter. It's not allowed that. As long as you're not doing it to use, you're doing it to protect anybody there. It'd be the same thing. Now, Frag Mishabur Akash. That's very nice, according to us, that we pass him Lachas Hedizu Gufa is pot. But the Rama holds him Lachas Hedizu Gufa is kai. So you should ask the Rama, I'm doing Seder. Not for the purpose of using it, but to protect myself. That's the lachash say l'gufa. It should be chayiv. It should be also on Shabbos because it's chayiv. The Rambam passes in this case is mutter. Okay, I feel the Rambam the mechayiv ba'alma b'malacha shen tzricha l'gufa moed b'zeh. Over here, the Rambam is moed, and the Rambam says the fair said it's mutter. Now, what's the pshat? Because the time of Mishum the Sirlet, the Zelo Mishum Loch, Klau, Havikim Sasik Bahomo, Kiman Shein Rasun, Batsim, at Seder Klau, Adarab, Kabanos, Lavriach, Oysame, Olof. So the Rambam says, again, Seder is this funny Malacha. It's not, the he's saying over here, it's Malacha of Seder is not the act of putting the box thing in, it's the act of doing it to use. That's the Malacha. So I didn't do that. It means I have to define my terms. What is the definition of tzeda? Because tzeda is a funny malacha. Like you said, I didn't really do anything to the item. It's under this big box over it now, so nothing changed. So when I put the box there with the intent to then take possession and use the item, that's called tzeda. I've taken the item to myself. No, I haven't. I'm planning to release it later on. I'm not planning to leave it there. I'm never going to take it to myself. So that wasn't an act of tzeda. It wasn't an act of acquiring the item. Because I'm not. So that's better than any tzricha l'gufa. That loses the status of the shei malacha. L'gamri, according to the Rambam. And it is mutter. That's how the Rambam explains. The Aruch HaShulchan adds a kenech. He says, the whole idea of tzeda is to bring it to you. Over here, my real goal is to take it as far away as possible. It says, by definition, what I'm doing is the opposite of an act of Seder, which is to bring to me, to get acquisition of it. Over here, I'm doing the act of getting it far away from me as best as possible. So the Rambam holds that's not called Malacha Seder. It's in the Gufa, that's called, it's not called the Malacha at all. It's an Aruch HaShulchan as Masber. Okay.